In a police station in the north of Brighton, officers are taking two volunteer special constables through a list.
We have a domestic violence assault, which we need to go and get the suspect.
It's a list of 16 people who are currently wanted in Brighton and Hove.
What else have we got? We've got a female that's wanted for a theft and breaching her court bail conditions. Again, she's one that kind of has been actively avoiding us. We don't really know.
The special constables are part of Operation Manhunt.
I'm Acting Sergeant Paul Nellis on the Brighton Investigation Team. Brighton Manhunt Team is made up predominantly of special constables to arrest Brighton Hove's wanted people. Whether it's via the family, leaving our calling card with the family, or tracking them down to an address.
So you leave calling cards?
We do. It's a little credit card size calling card. It's got our mobile number on it.
How successful have you been?
In the last 13 months, the specials on the Manhunt team have either arrested or assisted in the arrest of 437 people.
Today is the first time for one of the special constables.
My name is Special Constable Connor Simmons.
And Connor, they've decked you out.
Yeah, got really nice uniform. It's all my babies. Yes, well, obviously I've got my staff vest on. Issue with, obviously, the belt with your baton, cap to spray.
How are you feeling?
Bit nervous, but excited at the same time. That's what all the training's for. Going through my mind is just laying down the circumstances of why he committed the offence, and what we're going to arrest him for is for theft.
After a short time in the van, we arrive.
Hello, it's the police. It's the police. Thank you.
The suspect is apprehended and Connor leads him away.
You want to go up this way?
Yeah, please.
And it wasn't just me that had been viewing proceedings.
So the Mountie gets his man?
Yes.
As it were.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's Katie Bourne, the Conservative Police and Crime Commissioner. She has presided over an increase in the use of special constables across Sussex.
When I came into office 3 years ago, there were over 300 special constables. There's now over 400 in Sussex. But I think there's a real drive now within Sussex to really utilise specials, because these are people who have everyday jobs, or like Connor, they study and then they give up their free time because they want to put something back into the community.
And there'll be some listening to this interview who think, like, at a time of cuts, it's fairly convenient to rely more and more on volunteering to do the police's work. I mean, what would you say to that kind of a view?
Specials have been around longer than police constables, actually. They're over 150 years, I think, they've been in Sussex Police, something like that. They've always been here, and I think they're hugely valuable. So,
I think,
Connor's got something to say.
Yeah, there's a bit of a negative perception about that current debate, that it's maybe like policing on the cheap. But I think it's kind of a wealth of policing, because they bring such a vast experience to the role.
However you view the increasing use of volunteers in the work of Sussex Police, operations like Manhunt rely on them. Though unpaid, the work of Sussex's volunteer special constables is highly valued.